Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Hello, and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and their draft class in the NFL for 2022 is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking the Eagles today, they got a ton of hype around them coming into 2022 and beyond. Young quarterback, young offense, young defense. It's looking scary for the Eagles, man, in the best way possible, and they might be wrecking havoc in 2022 and beyond, but we're here to talk about the draft class, and man, they are making a solid impact on me. Can't wait to talk more about it.
Absolutely, and for everybody watching from home or listening to our podcast, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for telling your friends and family and coworkers about 100 Yards of Football via word of mouth. Just being like, hey, are you listening to 100 Yards of Football? And they'll be like, well, yeah, of course. I listen every day. There's like a new podcast. And they'll be like, well, that's cool. And then you guys can connect over that. And if they don't know, you can connect over that. It's a great icebreaker to talk about 100 Yards of Football. All right, Mr. Logan Landers. Speaking of icebreakers, the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the type of round the dinner table, round the Memorial Day, all of the fun and family times. This is the type of discussion that everyone's going to be having about this young draft class, this young team, and the incredible potential over in Philadelphia. So please tell us, Mr. Logan Landers, about this amazing team and what we can expect from this draft class.
Well, let's get into it. Their first selection, as you can see up there on the screen, round one, number 13. They got Jordan Davis, defensive lineman from the champions in 2021, Georgia Bulldogs, at pick 13. And what a mountain of a man this is, a solid selection. They really wanted this guy. A absolute wrecking ball on defense is going to have make an even great Eagles off or defensive line even better. So, I mean, this is going to be amazing. They're going to stop every single run play you would think with all that size they got up there. But a very solid pick for their first round one. I mean, man, this guy is an absolute monster on the field. We already know what he's done at Georgia. And I think this is going to translate well into the NFL if all things go accordingly. Good pick here. We also know that not on the draft board, but they trade for A.J. Brown, the wide receiver from Tennessee. Had to go ahead and throw that one out there from the Titans. So another good addition to their team. But then that's why they go round two. Pick 51 offensive lineman Cam Jurgens from the University of Nebraska, representing the Cornhuskers as a safety. Obviously, Jurgens, solid player at Nebraska, looking good, and someone who you're going to have as a good prospect early on. He's going to contribute right away, I believe, as a day two selection, and a good piece for their O-line. You can put as a depth piece as well. And like I said, you don't have to throw him in there right away. If you want to sit him for a little bit, have him as a rotational piece, you can definitely do that. There's a lot of good players on that Eagles O-line, so there's no need to rush Cam Jurgens if you don't need him to, I feel. And then we go back to Georgia, round three, pick 83 overall, N'Kobe Dean, someone I thought there was no way this guy should have fell to round three, but here we are. Some injury concerns, I believe, is what did him in for a little bit of a later selection. But, I mean, a great player. I mean, tons of awards at Georgia. Amazing tackling ability. Great rush. Good pass protection as well for someone as a linebacker. And man, I don't know how this dude, I still can't get over it, Jeremiah. It's been weeks now, it's been months. I don't know how Nakobe fell this far, but man, for the Eagles, he landed right in their lap. He really did. And for someone who's pick 83, you know, he's a little bit upset that teams waited that long to draft him. So I feel like he's going to come out in 22, absolutely balling. We all know what him, what Davis did at Georgia, they're going to continue that effect in the next level, I believe. So we'll see what he can do. But overall, I love the selection here with Nakobe Dean, one of the best linebackers in the country over the last few seasons. Back-to-back linebackers, though, we're not stopping there. Kyren Johnson, linebacker out of Kansas, round six, pick 181. They had to wait a couple of rounds before they kept going. But talking about Johnson, good selection here, late round pick. And I said, go with him with a day three selection, 63 tackles, 8.5 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, and 4 forced fumbles at Kansas, and is going to be a threat on special teams early on, like a lot of late round picks are to start off their careers. Start off on the special teams unit, work your way up, getting a rotational piece in your linebacking core, and potentially get that starting job one day. But I think that Johnson is going to be a force of havoc, a wrecking ball on that special teams unit, looking good. So I think overall it's going to help him out in the long run. And then finally, we go with our last selection out of SMU, Grant Calatera. And like I said, for Grant here, tight end, round six, pick 198. He's more of a pass-catching tight end, 464 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 38 passes caught last year for 21 for Grant. Like I said, he's going to be a good option for a depth piece as a backup on those passing downs and that red zone opportunity for that short third down you need potentially. So good pick here, good for a role pick, and not bad overall. But if I had to go with a final grade for the Eagles draft class, I will go with a B+, only because I feel they got a lot of value in the Davis pick. Of course, you got A.J. Brown, who they traded for, is going to help out. I know it's not part of the draft class, but it's going to help out the team. You got Juergens, who you can have as a starter or as a backup. You don't need him to rush either way. You got Dean, I'm surprised fell that far. And then with Johnson and with Calcaterra, you got guys who are good depth pieces for many years to come, potentially, who's going to help out your special teams unit, who's going to help out on those third down, those crucial third downs. So overall, like I said, not too bad of a draft. Not the most players selected, only 5, but I feel like they had a good value with their selections. They made a lot of good work in the later rounds, and I think that's why I'm going to give them a little bit of a higher grade there, a little bit of a B+. So not a bad draft overall for the Eagles. They have a very good team coming into 2022, and I expect them to run away, to have a really good win percentage, win total in the NFC East and against all the other opponents they got coming on this upcoming year. But yeah, not a bad draft class for the Eagles. I like Davis and Dean. Of course, you got those guys from Georgia moving on, and I think it's going to be a fun time in Philly for many years to come, as long as all these guys can develop the way the Eagles thought they would. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. And yeah, again, shout out, because we are based here in Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting live. So we have to give special shout outs to both of the Georgia players that came into the draft and are now officially NFL players. So that's a huge road. They've been working on this their entire lives, and now they are at that highest level with the Philadelphia Eagles. So congratulations to both those young men. And congratulations to all of our listeners and to all of our fans who have been keeping up with all these amazing players as they've been trying to make their way to the NFL. So huge shout out to the entire draft class, including all of our Georgia players. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, because we have got this amazing live show that we've done today. But if you are listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you again. Our podcast has been growing so strong, and now you can listen to it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Just look up 100 Yards of Football, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, over on Spotify, Amazon, using your visual and verbal home devices where you can call out to them and say, hey, listen, I'd like to listen to 100 Yards of Football podcast, and it'll listen to you and it'll play your podcast right then and there. And we have everything that you need, including interviews with classic players, history specials, draft specials, team recaps, game recaps, plus interviews with other great sports broadcasters that will bring you all the in-depth knowledge that you need to know the most about football, whether it's college or NFL and beyond. So thank you again, Mr. Logan Landers, for that incredible breakdown of the Philadelphia Eagles and their NFL draft class for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.